Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Otto Loos.
Still working, John.
And we are here today with Claudia Poglianish, who is from the Viscardi Center. Actually, she's the Vice President of Special Events and Development. And I mean, a couple of conversations, one in reference to the pool, which was a great new program they're starting. And now we're talking in reference to the CAR program.
Adaptive driver education.
Thank you.
Yep. And in adaptive driver education, it's important to preface it by saying it is specifically geared for if there's been a certain issue in life where perhaps you need to regain the ability to drive. Maybe you haven't driven for a long time. Maybe you've been through rehab. You know, whatever has happened to your life to get you to the point where now you're finding, I'm behind the wheel, but I'm going to need certain types of modifications to drive and be independent. We're going to help see if you're able to drive with these modifications. It's sort of being retrained to drive a little differently. Not everyone is able to.
Right,
that's absolutely just the reality. We try to encourage everyone to be as independent as possible, much like Project Independence.
Right.
We have the ability, though, to equip the vehicles with all this different type of modifications.
I have a question in reference to that. Do you actually have to give them, you know, you can put the knob on the steering wheel or blocks on the wheel, something on the pedals. Isn't it possible that a person cannot adapt to it and therefore you'd have to say, listen, I'm sorry, you're not capable of driving this
car.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And, you know, that because we give them lessons. It's not just, you know, an evaluation can be a one-time
you'll teach
evaluation.
Them, then.
We will actually teach
part.
Them.
Okay.
We will take them, you know, for several lessons, and they're going to take a road test. And if they fail, they're not going to be allowed to drive.
Wow, okay.
They're not going to be able to drive based on?
If you have any type of modification made to your vehicle, you're going to be required to take a new license.
Oh, really?
And if you fail the adaptive driving, otherwise, some people don't.
Right, I agree. That was my question.
Yeah. That's where, you know, the legalities have come. Now, if I have this modification in my vehicle, I haven't gone through adaptive driving education, and I'm involved in an accident.
You got a mess.
Well, you know, I mean, if one of the hardest things for anybody to give up in our world, especially on Long Island, is the ability to drive a car. But I think you have to look at, are you becoming a danger to yourself and to everybody around you if you drive the car? And that's a really deep-down question you have to ask. So I guess if you can't, through adaptive driver education, get to the point where you can safely drive a car,
right. You
really should give up.
And that, you know, we could make the evaluation after the lessons. You know, some of it is also cognitive and your perceptual, you know, driving is a lot of ability
to think.
So that is evaluated as well, you know. And then you look at the technical assistant aspect and how that helps or doesn't. And at the end of the day, you want the person to be safe. You want the other people on the road to be safe. Mm. You know, and we also do this adaptive driver education. It's important for me to note for the 16-year-old that wants to get his license that perhaps is, you know, wheelchair-bound or perhaps, you know, doesn't have mobility. You know, perfect example, our CEO is a quadriplegic.
Yes.
I get in the car with him. You know, I hope he's not listening. And I go, oh, my God. And, you know, he's a wonderful driver.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
He's adapted.
He has the equipment. He's adapted. Mm. You know, sometimes I have to tell him to slow down because he likes to speed. But it's wonderful to see that anyone could have the independence if it's done and they can be safe. Same as an able-bodied person. You know, there's some able-bodied people that shouldn't be driving.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's true because attitude, attitude to me is a
big part of it.
You know, it's me. I'm the boss on this in this situation, and I'm going to force you off the road if I have to. And it just becomes like a bullying attitude. But I don't know how you stop that.
That seems to be getting worse.
It does.
The aggressiveness,
it
just
it is.
It's like this is my road. You get out of the way.
There was something with road rage just in, wasn't that in Great Neck?
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah. On Bayview Avenue.
It was just by Equinox.
Shore Road.
Something. Yeah.
That guy, unfortunately for him, he also had other problems. He had mental health issues.
Yeah. That's a segment in itself. What's going on? Oh my gosh.
Serious problem you know, completely off the pad here.
But right.
Yeah.
I'm willing to predict that in like 50 years from now, they'll be doing surgery on people's brains just like they do on hearts now. Going in,
right,
figuring out what's wrong here and what can we do to fix it. And no,
right, that's the thing. They'll understand what's going on.
Yep, hopefully.
I have another question. I'm going to switch because time runs out so quickly.
Yes.
Assistive technology.
Assistive technology is made available through a Kornreich Technology Center. Mr. John Kornreich donates amazing product and money so that we could support this. It's important to note that this technology center leases out equipment to the community. So we have training, consultations, all type of assistive technologies from in a large calculator or remote control to keyboard enlargements to serious in-depth, spoons that can stop a tremor for Parkinson's. We are looking into all different types of assistive technology. I have throat surgery and I use something called an audio box and you just hook this on. And you spoke because you're not supposed to whisper. You're just supposed to talk at a very low level. And it amplified the voice perfectly.
Without
without any stress. So I was able to not miss work. I was able to communicate.
I can't imagine.
Imagine me not being able to talk. Oh, God. Anyway, here for this. Thanks.
That would be like a punishment.
And that at work, they actually gave me this.
But you happen to be very good at it, on a positive note.
Well, it's a lot of people can find the use for something like this, believe it or not, in their life. This is a simple piece of equipment. We have, apps that help people communicate with the movement of their eye or their chin. It is fascinating what can be done with technology. Sometimes I go in there, I'll drop something behind my desk, and I don't even think about it because it's the KTC, we call it in-house, Kornreich Technology, and they have the grab bars. Mm-hmm. So I, pick the... But a grab bar is actually a piece of assistive technology. You're in your home. I can't reach that.
Of course.
How would somebody find out, like we sit here and we're talking and there's a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody find out what they could get that might be of advantage to them help them improve their quality of...
It is... Unfortunately, again, we're a non-for-profit and staffing is an issue. So in KTC, we only have two employees and they are on the road a lot doing in-house consultations. We try and let local physicians know we're there. So maybe they could recommend someone to come in and be evaluated. There is a small fee for the evaluation. It varies, depending on the length of time. So I don't want to give out a standard figure someone calls. But it could be very informative. You can see what can help you. Reading glasses actually are a bit of, believe it or not, also assistive. There's so many different things, the things that if maybe you're hearing impaired that could help you when you're at home, things to prevent when you're cooking that make it easier if you're visually impaired. There is a plethora of items that are from very, very small to very, very high end. We even go into technology in the home and things that you could do with, prompt medication, prompting, things that could help if a person lives alone to have them monitored. So there's a wide, wide variety. We also have an independent living home on campus for our students to learn how to live independently, that we're turning into a smart home where little by little we're incorporating different kinds of in-home technology that we hope to be used as a showcase. So if people are interested in home technology, they'll be able to come and tour this home and see what we've done. So
I'm a big proponent of technology in general, used in a positive way.
Yep.
And, it sounds like if you think about lots of people's situations, there's so many things that could help them improve the quality of their life.
And that's it.
Yeah. Just by being open about it and being...
Yep. That simple one that started years ago, the button you wear around your neck if you fall.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a simple thing, but it's,
A lot of people fight that.
Yeah. I know.
We even offer the services with KTC to go into the workplace, and we help make sure that a person, everything is ergonomically correct, that they're in the chair for the best posture, or their feet have to be a certain way, because that helps offset some kind of carpal tunnel or so on and so back injuries, you know. So that's in a strange way also part of what this technology center does. So it is a kind of place that you'd want to come in and see and on an individual basis be evaluated. You know, even they even sell decks of cards that are just really, really big. I mean, you know, for the card players, it's amazing. I could go on and on about the little different types of equipment.
When you say come in and see, what does that mean?
You can make an appointment. We have a place where we have sample equipment. We also have a, you know, in-house where they can sit with you, spend the time, a private consultation. There'll be no one else in the room, and can showcase a few of the items. Also, if it's something we don't stock, we make the recommendation. A lot of times we have great partnerships, so you can purchase the equipment at a discount than if you just went and bought it, you know, on your own, or if your physician sent you, buying it through the center, they know us. And because with our population, we buy a lot of equipment. So
this is amazing.
Good stuff.
It's Kornreich Technology Center, which is housed within the Viscardi Center. So that is something, if you want to call, I could make sure that 311 has information and a direct phone number to the center.
Right,
but again, my personal number, someone always answers my phone and can get you where you need to go. And you always know how to get me.
Just a little shout out to that John Kornreich, because he also is involved in Literacy NASA.
John,
he's unbelievable.
He's amazing.
Man.
We love you, John.
How do you spell that?
Kornreich?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get it right. Kornreich.
Right.
It's the Nathaniel H. Kornreich Technology Center.
Which
that's the full proper name.
Part of Viscardi.
Right. We call it KTC. So
it's easier.
It's just easier.
Right.
That was John's dad. We named it in honor of John's dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good.
I don't believe it. We're out of time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm hanging out all day. You can't get rid of me. No.
I didn't know we'd be able to talk at all with Claudia.
No, she was pretty good.
Well,
no.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's always a pleasure. And again, the number for Viscardi is 516-465-1675. And honestly, what we talked about is just almost the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, we didn't even talk about employment services that we offer for seniors. But you'll have to invite me back.
That's it. You'll come back on. And is the other person here? No. You know what?
Oh.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.